Hello, everyone. Welcome to Noonday Prayer. I hope you all are having a blessed day. I'm Prophetess Lou. Before we get started, I want everyone to know that the new devotional is out. It's called Go Get It. The verse of the day is Proverbs 4 and 5. Get wisdom, get understanding. Do not forget my words or turn away from them. Proverbs 4 and 5. The memory verse of the week is Psalms 102 and 17. He will hear his forsaken people and listen to their prayers. Also, if you would like the prayer challenge of the month and the prayer of the month as well, please message me. You can message me on any platform. If you click the link in my bio, you will see multiple links that host the podcast on, even the devotionals. I place it on Tumblr, Medium, and on my own personal website, which is surrenderministries.info.org. If you click the first tab at the top, it takes you to a link or website that has multiple devotionals placed on there. I upload daily on all the sites, but this one here, every day it will be a new devotional on there. The website's mobile friendly. So if you want to read it from there, or if you want to even sign up, it's a spot down there at the bottom that asks for your name and email address. It will send it out to you daily. It sends it out about 8 o'clock in the morning. If you email me and want me to send it out, I send it out at 12 o'clock. So it's however you want to do it, but make sure you get in there and subscribe. Also, I will not send you anything else but that, or the system won't send you anything else but that. Also, it's a chat box on that website. You can chat with me. You can ask for the valuable challenge of the month or the prayer of the month. You can even talk to me about things you read in devotional, things you don't understand, things you're struggling with, prayer requests. However you want to do it, you can do it. You can even do that on any platform that you have that you see that I'm connected to. If it's a platform that you're on that I'm not on, please let me know. I make sure I place it on there. If you want anointing oil and prayer cloths, you can ask for that too. I just want to make a statement that you don't need the anointing oil for God to move. God will move by our faith. So just to make that disclaimer, because I had a lot of people message me about that. But if you need anointing oil, I will send you out a small vial of it, okay? Let's get started with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for life, health, and strength. Thank you for loving us and taking care of us. Most of all, we thank you for saving our soul. Father God, we ask you today to be with us. We ask you to help us go through our day, Father God. Father God, we're halfway in the week, and Father God, some of our weeks been rough. Some of our weeks been great. But Father God, however it's been, Father God, we ask you to help us grow. We ask you to hear our voice so we can change, Father God, so we can be better people. Father God, we also ask you right now to help us to be content in where we are in life, Father God. Father God, help us to understand what you're putting us through and what journey we're on, what season we're in, Father God. Help us to make it through it. Father God, watch over the people that are dealing with grieving, that is dealing with a lot, Father God. Father God, help them, Father God. Give them peace, Father God. We ask you right now to remove anxiety off them. Remove depression, Father God. Father God, we actually rebuke the spirit of anxiety. Rebuke the spirit of depression. Father God, we rebuke the spirit of suicidal thoughts, loneliness, Father God, we rebuke the spirit of lust, gluttony, gossiping, memory recall, disappointment, rejection. Father God, we rebuke those things in Jesus' name. Father God, we rebuke the spirit of sickness and disease, Father God. We send it back to the pits of hell, Father God. Father God, we stand on victory, stand on peace, Father God. We thank you for the victory you've given us. We thank you for the peace that you bestow upon our lives, Father God. Father God, your word says that you keep us in perfect peace of those that keep their mind on you. And Father God, help us to keep our mind on you. Help us not to waver. Help us not to look at other things and other people and what they got going on, but look at what you are doing in our lives. Father God, we thank you. Father God, we ask you to continue to work with us daily, Father God. Help us to let go of the things that we are accustomed to, the things that we want, Father God, the things that's not good, the fleshly things, Father God. Help us to let go of those lustful ways, Father God. Help us to let go of things that we watch that starts with a P, but drop the P, add the K, corn, Father God. We ask you right now, Father God, to help us do that, Father God. Help us not to struggle on that, Father God. Help us not to struggle with looking at someone. Help us not to struggle to overdo on spending money, Father God. Help us not to excessively drink, Father God. Help us not to smoke just to get comfort, but Father God, help us to seek you. Help us to lean on you. Help us to desire you. Help us to want you, Father God. Help this world to seek you and seek you alone, Father God. Help us to read our word and know that in our word we'll find what you want us to find, Father God. Father God, help us apply it to our life and not just read it, Father God. Father God, help us pour out wisdom on us, Father God. Help us not be like a fool with it, Father God, but help us to give it out, Father God. Help us to dispense it out when you tell us to, Father God. Bless the different evangelists in different countries and states, Father God. Touch them right now, Father God. Father God, watch over Linda. She has arthritis, Father God. Father God, we ask you right now to cover in your blood, Father God. Father God, we ask you to help her through the spot that she's going in, Father God. Touch her body so it won't be sore, Father God. Every day she wake up and she's sore, Father God. I ask you to touch her right now. Father God, watch over Sheena. I have brain bleeding and the doctor don't know how to stop it. Father God, I ask you right now to touch her, Father God, to cover her in your blood, Father God, from the top of her head to the bottom of her feet, Father God. Place your hand on her head, Father God, and stop the bleeding, Father God. You know how it's starting, Father God. You know how it's going to finish, Father God. So, Father God, we thank you for that. Father God, watch over Graven. He said, I'm sick with a serious case of the flu virus. Father God, I ask you to touch Graven, Father God. I ask you to help him get through it, Father God. I ask you to give him peace when he's going through it, Father God. I ask you to help his stomach not to act up, Father God. I ask you to help his body not to get cold too much, Father God. Father God, I ask you, whatever the symptoms are with the flu virus, Father God, I ask you to touch him, Father God. I ask you to help him get through it, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, watch over Lauren. Her husband messaged in and said she had a massive stroke. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you right now to touch her. Father God, I ask you to help her get through it. Father God, help her not to leave left her with any kind of problems, Father God. Help her be able to speak. Help her be able to move her body, Father God. But help her to rely on you, Father God. Father God, watch over Cam. He said, I have to start dialysis and I hate it. Father God, I ask you to touch his kidneys, Father God. If this is the road that you have him on, Father God, help him see this is the road you have him on, Father God. Help him to see that this is what you want him to do, Father God, and use it as a testimony, Father God. Father God, help Cam not to become depressed and full of anxiety, Father God. Help him to see this is what you want him to do, Father God, and let him take it in good stride, Father God. Father God, rebuke the spirit of depression. Rebuke the spirit of anxiety off Graven in Jesus' name. Father God, I ask you right now to watch over his name is Cam. Father God, watch over Julian. He's been, he said he has a two-year-old that has blisters all over himself. Father God, I ask you to touch his two-year-old. I ask you to cover him in your blood. Father God, I ask you to help his body not to be in pain. Father God, watch over that baby, Father God. Help him not to feel anything, Father God. Father God, I ask you to let him move around like nothing's going on, Father God. I ask you to help him to heal perfectly and fine, Father God, with no scars, Father God. Father God, I ask you to watch over Luke. He said, I'm dealing with kidney failure. Father God, I ask you to watch over everyone that's dealing with kidney failure, anyone that's going to dialysis, anyone that's having a hard time dealing and coping with that their body is failing, Father God. But Father God, you never fail, Father God. Help them to depend on you, Father God. Help them to seek you first, Father God. Help them to rely on you when they go in and have to sit and do whatever they have to do, Father God. Give them peace. Father God, watch over Dana. She said, I need Jesus to heal my body. She said, I have diabetes and I'm going in the wrong direction in life. Father God, watch over Dana. I ask you to cover her in your blood, Father God. I ask you to lead her in the right way, Father God. Father God, I ask you to help her find a good church home, Father God, or a good person to listen to online, Father God. Father God, I ask you to help her to hear your word and change, Father God. But Father God, let her have that want to change and not just say the words, Father God. Help her to want to do it. Father God, I ask you to watch over Gregory. He said, I need healing in my throat. Father God, I ask you right now to touch his throat. Father God, if it's hurting, Father God, if it's hard for him to swallow, Father God, I ask you to relieve him of this, Father God. Father God, I ask you to touch him right now, Father God. Father God, if he has a cold, Father God, help him to get medicine for it. Father God, if you need to go to the doctor, please show him, Father God. Father God, watch over Anne. She said, I need prayer for my father. He has injuries to his head, arms, and hands, and have lost a lot of blood. Father God, I ask you to give her father peace. I ask you to help her father seek you. Father God, I ask you to help her father to be all right, Father God. Whatever happened to cause this, Father God, I ask you to help him to stay away from whatever it is, Father God. Father God, if it couldn't have been prevented on his end, Father God, I ask you just to continue to watch over him, Father God. I ask you to touch his head, Father God. Let him have no head injuries. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Our prayer of the month is, sorry, I didn't have it pulled up. Heavenly Father, thank you for allowing your face to shine upon me, to bless me graciously. Lord, lift your countenance upon me and give me your peace, please. Lord, pray that your favor be upon my life as a cloud of latter rain. Please, Lord, do not hide your truth from me. Open my eyes to see your word and to hear your voice daily. I pray to receive abundance of revelation. Lord, I rebuke any ungodly forces operating against my life and my destiny. Lord, I pray for an open heaven. I bind and rebuke spirits that try to block that open door and blessings heading my way. Lord, let your grace and favor increase in my life, and I will receive all deliverance and enlargement of my life. Let the righteous peace and joy of the kingdom be established in my life. I rebuke and bind and take authority over all nightmares, demonic dreams at night. In the name of Jesus, release your powerful angels on my behalf to fight my battles in the heavens. Lord, seal this prayer in the blood of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Remember to read Proverbs 15. Remember to pray for boldness, self-control, strength, wisdom, and knowledge, discernment of spirit, and eyes and ears to be open. Let's see. So what we're going to pray for today is traveling angels, promotions, and we're going to pray for anyone dealing with an abusive relationship. Remember, these things will be at the bottom. Normally, I have these things written out. I forgot to write them out. So please pardon me for today. Remember that these things are at the bottom of the podcast. Every day they will be posted. On Saturday, it will be a review of what we pray for, okay? Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. If you can, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.